We here at BobChat like to think we help shape our nation's youth. But unless you want your children to grow up like us, we suggest only listening with other inebriated adults.
Bush latte break.
Nice.
Sorry about that. I'm not, though.
Bob.
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 Bobby.
Bob.
It's BobChat, baby.
And we're just sitting here cranking a few beers, hacking a couple darts, and shooting the shit, you know?
Hear me out. OnlyFans puts elderly women.
That's a thing already.
Yeah, but just hold on. No sex stuff. Like, they teach you how to sew. They teach you how to knit, canned food.
Topless?
Some amazing recipes. OnlyGrands. Boom.
OnlyGrands?
What do you think?
For the people that don't have grandparents.
Yeah.
Like me. Thanks for bringing that up, Bob. This is going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, great. Very excited to be here. Okay, it's another episode of Bob Chat. I'm your host, Bino Bobarino. I'm here today with the co-host of the Mosmos, Matt.
That's right, everybody. Daddy is back. Podcast Daddy is here. The elder is in the house.
Please don't ever say that to me ever again.
Oh, you can call me P Daddy all you want.
P Daddy. Oh, my God. Where's my vape? Fuck.
P stands for podcast, just in case anybody's wondering.
Just in case they're wondering. No, it's penis. He means penis.
Penis Daddy.
Penis.
They call me Patty for short.
Okay, great. Very excited for the episode. What's going on?
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I feel like so the last time, I want to get like right into it. I need my vape. Hold on.
Vape check. Wait for you to walk away and be like, send help. He's keeping me here against my will. He forces me to record podcasts.
I'm not forcing him to do shit. He's lying. He's a liar. The last time, actually, it's unfortunately the last time we had a chill day prior to the last podcast that we did, but...
Did we record a podcast when we had our movie Wing Night?
No, we did not. That was just our chill day.
Oh, nice. We should do more of those.
I love just hanging out with you, but I also love talking to you on Bob Jags. They're the best episodes ever. So yeah, so the last time you were on the show was Bob Chat episode 61, Dad Chat volume 4.
I need to request that I have to be on Bob Chat episode 69.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to be.
Absolutely. Well, this is episode 65 now.
All right.
So... I'll try to find
give three. Me a call in four.
I'll try to find three other unfortunate people that are willing to be on my podcast. So, okay, Matt, we did it. We made it. Yeah, and then just like 69. This is the final episode.
This is the final episode. Funny number.
Listen, either we stop at 69 or we make it all the way to 420. Okay, there's no in between.
Well, if we make it to 420, we have to go to 666.
Oh, fuck. And then what?
And then what?
Yeah, is that it?
That's all the numbers.
That's all the numbers that matter.
It's all the numbers that matter. I mean, we could go to 777, but I mean...
Yeah, but I don't feel... I'm not feeling too lucky about that, so... but yeah, so we had discussed on the Dad Chat last episode that you guys were planning on going to Mexico, just you and Ethan.
Which we did.
How did that go?
It was... Okay, so it was the best worst trip... The worst best trip, some combination of those two words. So
that makes sense.
Started off shitty, ended shitty.
Oh, but in between was good?
Everything in between. Let me just give you a summary of what happened over the week. And then I'll get into if you have questions, you can ask questions.
Why do you think you're over here? I have tons of questions.
Night number one.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's just preface this trip. So
okay, so yeah, nephew's getting married.
Nephew's getting married.
It's me... my son going, my wife wasn't with us, my mom, my stepdad, two of my sisters, nieces, nephews, like the Henderson clan.
The clan.
In full force.
Okay, hold on. Before you go any further, I got to just really quick.
Get that hard crack.
Bush latte break.
Nice.
Sorry about that.
So.
I'm not, though.
Here's how it goes on this trip. Spend a night in the hospital.
Yes.
Offered drugs in Mexico. cleaned up shit that wasn't mine. My sweater got pissed on. My son's sweater got shit on.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I have... Oh, if I have any questions, what are you talking about?
No, that's it. That's it. That's
There's so many questions. Okay, so run us through the trip.
Then. All right, so... We get to the resort night one.
Where were you?
We were at, it's the...
Playa del Carmen or something?
Yeah, in the Riviera Maya, Gran Pia Principe. Akumel.
I don't know why I asked. It means nothing. We were in Mexico.
No, it was in Mexico. great. I mean, okay, sorry. The resort was nice. The rooms, nobody seemed to have good AC. It was either you were a fucking icebox or you were sweating your balls off. There was no in between.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you guys?
So we got to our room the first night, and like the guy walks us up to our rooms with our bags, and my room door is just fucking open.
Really?
Just open.
That's fine. I'm okay with it.
Are there people in there? He's okay. No, sometimes the cleaners leave them open. I'm like, cool.
Why? Because the air conditioner's broken. They're trying to air it out.
Are they going to do that when my stuff's in there? No. All right. So we get in there. It's hot as balls because it's probably been open all fucking day. I flip the lights on. It's filled with fucking mosquitoes. And I'm like, I'm going to get some dengue fever here or some shit.
Awesome.
So we like drop off our stuff and everybody's meeting at like a sports bar to grab food because we're starving. It's 11 o'clock at night.
And you've been traveling all day.
So that's technically night one, but I don't count that as night one. The first night, Sunday night, we go out for dinner. We decide to go one of the other resorts because we're at the premier resort. We can go and eat wherever the fuck we want.
Yeah. Okay, so, cool. You have
the special colored bands.
Ooh, so fancy.
So we go.
And when the Henderson clan does it, they do it right.
They do it right, yeah.
Yeah, we don't fuck around.
So my mom and stepdad are there. My stepdad is 78. He has multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer, which has also gone to his bones. But he's been battling it for a couple of years now. He's always in good sorts.
Yeah.
So we finish eating. I'm fucking stuffed.
what'd you have?
Just the buffet. Just went to the buffet. Ooh. Yeah. And
I love a good buffet.
So we're walking back to the front and like we're waiting for the carts to come. And my mom and my stepdad are both low mobility. They both have like canes and stuff that they use.
Yeah.
So we're waiting and they're sitting and like people are fucking savages on these goddamn trams, man. Like, we're sitting in the front, and, like, one of the carts pulls up, and people are just, they come out of nowhere. I swear they swoop down from the rafters, and they just jump on, and then, boom, it's fucking full. So, one of the guys sees my stepdad, and he's like, hey, follow me this way. Come down the ramp. You don't need to go down the stairs. Everything will be okay. So, he takes him down this ramp, turns around the corner, and then the thing's coming. So, Jim turns around to come back and get my mom.
Yeah.
Trips over a curb.
Oh, no.
And just smashes his fucking forehead.
The first night.
The first night we're there.
Oh, jam.
He flips over and he is fucking covered in blood. Like, from his forehead, just like fucking dripping down the side of his face.
Oh, no.
So we're all standing there. Everybody's freaking out. We got flashlights out. Like, everybody's going fucking crazy. Ethan is standing there and he's like, doesn't know what the fuck to do. Some dude.
Just for context, and you should know, if you're listening to Bob Chat, you should fucking know this. That's Matt's son.
Yeah,
if you don't know that.
Yeah, Ethan is my son. Go back and listen to the 4 Dad Chat episodes, and then listen how his voice changes every episode.
We can hear Ethan go through puberty through Bob Chat. I know when he was here last time, we listened to the first one he was on. He's like, oh my god, is that what I sound like? I'm like,
yeah, Ethan, you used to sound like this.
Yeah, he's fucking taller than me now.
I know, we'll get into that later, that little bitch. Tell him I'll fight him anytime.
Definitely taller. If he's taller than me, he's definitely taller than you.
Oh, absolutely. He's been taller than me.
He's been
taller than me.
So we're sitting there, and like medic comes, and they're like, they got like a cushion under his head and everything, and like it was pitch fucking black too where he tripped. Right?
There
was
so like no where were you just like outside? Where
the entrance, like the entrance to the hotel lobby, like waiting for the tram to come.
Okay, yeah.
So this guy comes up to Ethan and taps him on the shoulder. And he's like, "Excuse me, you take my picture in front of the sign?" Ethan turns around and looks at him. He's like, what? And then he looks at me, and this guy's like, will you take my picture in front of the sign? I fucking lost it. I was like, are you fucking dumb? And the guy's like, I'm like, the kid's grandpa's laying on the ground with blood pouring out of his forehead, and you want him to take a fucking picture?
Was it another tourist?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I didn't know. And I was like, we're all just standing around in a circle with our flashlights pointing at the ground for no fucking reason?
Yeah, figure it out, bud.
So it's me, it's only me and my sisters and my mom, and like my nephew's there, but he's getting married. So like I'm the only adult male there. So yeah. they're like, you need to go with him like down to the medic, and then they decided that he needed to go to the hospital. My sister's like, you need to go to the hospital.
Did he get stitches?
So we go to this Mexican hospital. It's a private hospital that they feed like for clients from the resort. Like there's a big picture of this hospital in the resort medic's office.
So did it cost you guys
something? Oh fuck, just wait.
Okay. Oh no.
So we get
there.
We get there and like the ambulance driver, which is essentially just like a fucking minivan with lights on it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's how I picture a Mexican ambulance.
Yeah, so like he doesn't even get to lay down, he's sitting up.
That's fine.
So we get to the hospital and like the I have Jim's wallet and everything and I'm giving them insurance information, yada yada yada, and the fucking
travel insurance.
He did. Well, he's got insurance through he retired from Canada Post. So he's got government insurance.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So he's good.
Yeah, he's good. He's fine. I mean, other than him hitting his head, he's fine.
So we get there and the lady's like, "Okay, so it's a $2,000 US deposit just to see the doctor."
Fuck off.
And if there's anything back, we'll put it back on the card. If it's more, we'll need another form of payment. And I'm like, it better not be more than $2,000. It's fucking stitches.
Yeah, seriously.
So we get back in there. He takes 7 stitches.
So did he have to put it? So
he put on a U.S. credit card.
He has a U.S.
credit card? He has a U.S. credit card. Yeah, yeah. So
why does he have an American Express or something?
I don't know. He's got a USD credit card. Funds, right?
Okay.
So
Jim's doing all right then, eh?
He retired from Canada Post after like 45 years. Guy's got a pension and, you know, he's good.
I mean, I pay enough taxes. I'm sure his pension's fine.
His pension's probably great. So we go in and like he's in good sorts and everything. Like he's joking with like the doctor comes in and he's like the doctor sits down. And he's like, "You've done this before, right?" Like he's joking around. He's always a joker. Yeah. And the doctor's like, "Well, actually, I'm usually doing surgeries like appendectomies." And,
okay,
like,
so perfect. So 7 stitches in the forehead shouldn't be an issue for you.
Too much.
Yeah.
So then after this, we get back out there and she's like, "Okay, this is just the remaining bill. Another $1,300 US."
So it was $3,300 US.
For 7 stitches, freezing, and some antibiotic ointment.
Well, that just sounds like a scam to me.
Oh, for sure it was. They were like, white tourists with travel insurance? Yes, please.
Yeah. Like, wow. So what did you have? Did he have to put another $39
on his credit card? But his U.S. credit card was a $2,000 credit card. So that was capped out, so he had to use another credit card as well.
No.
He ended up getting all the money back.
But still,
it was shit.
What a pain in the ass.
And then, so, like,
I wonder insurance companies are they such a hassle to deal with.
Yeah, so, like, the whole trip so far that night, like, I've been hanging
out.
That's the first night.
And, like, that's the night you got there.
Yeah, well, that's the second night, technically.
Okay.
We got there on Saturday at 11. This was Sunday night. So, Monday morning, I don't get back to my hotel room till like, 4 a.m.
Oh, no.
I get Jim to his hotel room, get him all packed away. I go to mine. Ethan had decided to go and stay with my sister and my niece in their room because he didn't want to be by himself.
Obviously. Yeah, which is fair. Which is fair. In a foreign country.
Right? Yeah.
No, that's totally
so fair. Like, I wake up the next day, I order room service, like, drink all the beers in the mini fridge, just like,
I love Dos Equis
in there, just chugging them back.
I love that for you.
And then the rest of the week was kind of like, went off without a hitch. Like, everything was good. Everything was great.
So now so you're there for a full week?
We're there for a full week.
Okay, yep. So you got there on Saturday. Sunday night, the gym thing happened. When was the wedding?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay.
Fucking rained all day.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. So this outdoor beach wedding they were supposed to have ended up being in this, like, dank fucking reception hall basement in the resort. I felt so bad for them.
Why would they just say, okay, we'll get married on Wednesday?
Because, like, they got shit locked down there, right? They probably had another wedding and another, like, we had dinner and everything already planned and music and cocktails and
what kind of music was there? Was there a live band?
No, they, like, had a playlist and shit. Mm. So, like, my nephew grew up like everybody jokes around, like, he was like my mini me growing up, like, all of his music taste, his style, everything he got from me. He's like a gamer.
He used to dress really cool too,
but like lots of skate clothes, Famous, you know, that type of stuff.
That's okay.
DC,
do an ollie.
Yeah, I could. I'd hurt my knees. I'm old.
It's like, I feel old as fuck too, dude. I'm feeling old as fuck.
So yeah,
AF.
So basically the whole week I was just hanging out with my sister Kara, my niece Maddie, and like Ethan and Maddie are the closest in age, so they're like, they're really tight. They got really close.
Yeah, is she the one that I met at the soccer game?
Yes.
Didn't she say that she wanted to get like Ethan all drunk and shit while you guys?
Actually drank a little bit.
Did he?
It was tough finding a drink that he wanted, but they didn't, like, we all had our own tumblers, so like anytime I got a drink, I ordered a strawberry daiquiri. And then, like, while the server was there, poured it into Ethan's tumbler and slid it across the table to him. And the server was just like, I don't fucking care. Just don't be a maggot.
It's Mexico. Right? Like, yeah, it's Mexico. Yeah.
We don't care. You're now, paying us. Now,
didn't you also say that, and I believe you told me this prior to us doing the episode, that you guys drank them out of a certain kind of liquor?
Oh, fuck. So, on like the Wednesday after the, so the wedding night, somebody had said we should try an amaretto sour.
Yeah.
And then, like, for, like, the rest of the trip, we were ordering so many
amaretto. What is, so what is in that?
Amaretto? So amaretto, and then, like, I'm assuming, like, bar sours, like, yeah, lime sours.
It sounds really good. Never.
It's so fucking good.
I want to have
like,
one
Ethan
so
was
bad.
Drinking them. They were so good. So, like, I go up to order from the pool bar, and they're like, we don't have any more amaretto. Are you guys going to be ordering more? And I'm like, I've got 18 people in the pool here that want amaretto sours. And they're like, okay, so they sent a person to go to another bar and take their amaretto and bring it back.
So literally, you're like drinking the resort out of amaretto.
We drank that bar out of their second bottle of amaretto.
Oh, no.
That night out of the sports bar.
What's amaretto? Amaretto is like a liqueur,
it's like
right?
I think it's like an almond liqueur. If you mix it with Diet Coke, it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Is that the, yeah, and you can do like
DiSorono.
You ever done a James Franco?
I haven't.
James Franco, so it's Jameson and Frangello is the almond liqueur. I don't think amaretto is not.
Well, amaretto, I know like one
amaretto, of the amaretto is not almond.
Okay, one of the, I don't know what it is.
It's like a liqueur. It's like an amaretto.
I'm sure it is.
It's like, yeah, we'll look it up. We have the technology. But a James Franco is essentially like Frangelico and Jameson, and the Frangelico is the almond liqueur. But I believe amaretto is.
I was going to say, is a James Franco a drink that you drink and then touch people inappropriately?
Yeah, that's why Seth Rogen won't do movies with him anymore. So amaretto is a sweet Italian liqueur that originated in Sorrento. Depending on the brand, it may be made from apricot kernels, bitter almonds. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, almonds.
It might be a nut liquor.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah, you're right, though. And they are showing it next to a bottle of DiSorono here, so.
Yeah, so the sports bar that night drank them out twice. And then, like, the guys went out for one of the a la carte dinners, drank that restaurant out of amaretto. Like, we were just, and then, like, we're walking through the resort. And other people were like, are you the people that have been drinking this place out of amaretto? We're like, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Canada, we're those people. Thank you very much. We're Canadian. So, get over it.
It didn't take long for you guys to make a rep for yourself.
No.
People know us at the pool bar.
Yeah.
We're the amaretto crew.
You don't even have to ask for it. The server just comes over with a tray of amaretto sours.
See, that's the best part of doing the all-inclusive, right? Like, and like, I've never done that since I was like an adult. So I remember when I was a kid, I don't know, maybe I've told this story to you before, but it's been a while since I've said it, but we went to Dominican Republic. It was like me, my mom, my sister, my aunt, right?
Yeah.
Our grandparents, they bought us all tickets for Christmas, whatever. And I remember like we were at the pool or whatever. And my mom was like, oh, like go get us some Bahama Mamas or Pina Coladas or whatever. And I went up and I'm like, yeah, like, you know, five Pina Coladas, four Pina Coladas, whatever. And they were making booze. Like they weren't making virgin ones.
No.
I'm like, I'm like 12 years old. And they're like literally handing me, they're handing me liquor drinks.
They don't fucking care.
And then I'd like go back, like, oh yeah, I'd give them to them. And like, I'd be drinking them. And then like my mom later, she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. And she's like, let me see your pina colada. She's like, oh my God, there's booze in this. I'm like, really? What's that?
Everybody, we just heard Bob's alcoholic origin story.
Yeah, actually, no, my alcoholic origin story would be when I was a kid, my papa, who is like my grandfather, he used to like cut grass for all the people like in his neighborhood, and I would always like help him, right? I'd do the whippersnapper, or he'd let me get on the riding mower.
The only other person I've heard call it a whippersnapper other than me.
Really?
Or my dad.
What do people call it?
A weed whacker.
It's a whippersnapper.
It's a whippersnapper.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I said whippersnapper, and Sandra looked at me like I had seven heads.
Well, I'll call her right now. I'll tell her exactly what
it is. She actually was, she's like, if I was feeling better, she'd like, I'd come with you, and I'd just crash this episode.
Oh, I
was like,
oh my God,
Bob would have loved that.
I want her to be on. I would love Sandra to be on. Yeah. She's only been on like one time.
I know. She's rocking her own podcast right now.
I know, and it sounds like it's going great. But tell her to come on. Tell her to come do a Bob chat.
I will.
She's very funny, and she's gonna take a lot of shots at you, which I'm hoping will happen.
I mean, she will take shots at me. Yes, 100%.
She'll probably shit all over me too.
Yeah, she shits over everybody. She's good at that.
That's why I like her.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then like we'd be cutting the grass and be like summer, and my grandma be like, "All right, go tell your grandma or go tell your nan we need a couple of beers." And I'd run over to the house like, "Nan, Papa needs two beers. She'd be like, he needs two. And I'm like, yeah, he says he's really thirsty. She's like, okay. And we go over there and he'd be like, okay, you can have half of this one.
My dad used to do the same thing when I would help him cut the grass. He used to drink Old Milwaukee.
Yeah, that see, my pop always had like Coors Light or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's a sissies. Silver bullet, man.
Silver sissies.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm a bush latte, man. You know that. But no, and he'd be like, yeah, have a sip. And then like I'd be like, drink half a beer. And then she'd bring us sandwiches. It was like the best.
Yeah. My dad would
open That's up my alcoholic origin story.
Mine, well, I have two. So mine.
You're an alcoholic.
Yeah. I drank more in the 3 years that I worked at a bar than anybody probably should. I'm lucky I'm alive.
We'll get into that later. But anyways, sorry.
So yeah, my dad would do the same thing. He'd like crack open an Old Mill and then he'd like we had these little tiny glasses and he would like pour mine in a glass and I would just like fucking drink it.
Yeah. Doing shots of beer.
But my first like time I ever got shit faced was at my sister Kristen's wedding. So I was probably she's 10 years older than me. I was probably 8 years old, 8 or 9 years
old. You were 9 years old. You got drunk.
I was a junior usher at the wedding, and like we were in the limo, and I was part of the wedding party, so I got to go in the limo with everybody, and I had a Coke. So like I set my glass of Coke down, and then everybody's joking around. So I grab a glass of Coke, and I just like fucking chug it back, and I was like, "Ew, this Coke's gone bad." But it was a rum and Coke.
Yeah.
I just fucking chug that back. So that got me a little tipsy. Then we got to the restaurant. My youngest sister Lindsay was like feeding me alcohol all night. I ended up like passing out across two chairs
in the restaurant. You're 8 years old.
I'm 8 years old. I'm fucking shit faced.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so that was my first time.
That's awesome. I'm so glad we're just diving into my alcoholism. This is great. It's so refreshing for me. Just kidding, I'm not an alcoholic. I like a couple of drinks, Barb. Okay?
A couple of drinks. You know, maybe a couple of shots.
Yeah, well, it's only if I don't have the kids.
I just wish how just that guy you are, I wish they could see you right now, the fact that your Bush latte is sitting inside of a fucking fish mouth koozie.
Yeah, this is my shit, dog. This is my jam. Actually, Jacob.
Rocking your Bass Pro Shop hat and your ADS.
I'm about it, bro.
Your ADS shirt.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Don't judge me, dog.
I'm not judging you. I love your aesthetic.
Do you?
I do.
I feel like I have it on point. You know what I mean? I feel like
the pink Crocs really set it off for me.
I just want to be totally clear with everyone listening that I also have a pair of camo Crocs. They were at the front door. We went out the back door, and that's I gotta have Crocs at both doors.
Makes sense that you have the pink Crocs by the back door.
I teed it up for you.
Couldn't have gone better.
Yeah, seriously, teed it up. But yeah, no, this is a wonderful cozy koozie. It's a bass head with a lure in its mouth, and it just fits a Bush latte just perfect.
Yeah, would you call that a small mouth or a large mouth? Just kidding, I don't give a fuck.
It's shut up, letter. Shut up, letter. Okay, letter, Kenny, go fuck yourself. anyways, it was a wonderful gift from Jacob and Ashton. People know they're the boys' godparents, good friends of mine. Everyone's aware if they listen to Bob Chat. But you know what? I like it. You know what? Okay, you want to hear something crazy?
Tell me.
About this koozie last night, okay? So this koozie, look at this, okay? We're sitting on the couch right now. I set this koozie down on the couch. It doesn't go nowhere. It's standing upright, okay? Because it just won't fall. It's flat on the base. Right? If you just set a normal beer on the couch, oh, that's going to fall.
For sure.
That's going to fall, right? I fell asleep on the couch last night where you are sitting watching TV. And, okay, I probably fell asleep at about 11 o'clock with a half a beer. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. This was still on my chest, not spilled. I was awake. No, it wasn't cold anymore. Are you crazy?
It's a koozie. That's what they're supposed to do.
I've never had a beer in this long enough for it to go
warm. that was the first time.
Yeah, let's be honest. So I woke up at like 3 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, great, my beer didn't spill. And then I was like, and then I spilt it. I was like, you idiot. I was like, okay, go to bed.
Now I smell like beer.
Yeah. I guess I got to wash that shirt now. That was my weekend shirt. But anyway, so what else happened on this trip?
So we went on this excursion called
Honey, Another Beer.
You can grab me one too.
Do you need a beer?
I'll grab another.
Beer break.
Are you gonna keep the? Are you gonna say something?
I'll pause.
You just want to? We're just gonna cut this in post.
Well, you might cut this in post, but maybe I'll say some sultry shit while you're away.
That's why I brought you here, to say sultry stuff.
Sultry.
I just want to say, if no matter what he says, he is not being held against here. He's not being held here against his will. No one is forcing him to do this podcast. Stop resisting, okay? Just let it happen. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm watching you.
I couldn't go anywhere. My legs are tied to the chair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you ready?
Can you do this in sync?
Yeah, let's do it in sync. Bush latte. Actually, you know what? You want to hear something funny?
Step into some bush.
You want to hear something funny, actually? So just quick, and we'll get back into the Mexico story. So Manny, I know Manny. Manny listens. He's a truck driver at ADS. Great guy. I know you're listening, Manny. Shout out to Manny. He's always been a fan of Bob Chat. Friday after work, I went to there in Thorndale where I work. There's like a little variety store, LCBO, beer store, whatever, right? And I walk in there, and there's about three other people I work with in there. It's like a goddamn line of people from the factory there on a Friday picking up booze and shit. And I'm walking out with a case of Bush Latte, and Manny pulls in, and he's like, as he's pulling in his window, he's like, Bob Chat, Bush Latte! I'm like, yeah, Manny. I was like, yeah, of course I got the Bush Latte. So, you know, I'm about it. So anyways, what else happened on the trip?
All right, so we went on this excursion on Thursday. It was called Explore Fuego.
Ooh, explore the fire.
So it happened.
People that don't know, Fuego is Spanish for fire.
The more you know, because knowledge is power.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Hi, soy Dora.
Soy Dora. Yeah, I saw a TikTok of this chick that does the Dora voice.
And she does to her mom?
Yeah.
Like, that means, can you make me a sandwich? Yeah. And he's fucking boom.
Yeah, that's like the best face. TikTok ever.
Yeah. All right, so we go on this this excursion. And it happens at night. And it's
fire.
Like.
You did a fire excursion at night?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I know, right? So there's all these things you can do. There's like an underground cave that you snorkel through.
What?
There's like nighttime these paddle boards. Yeah, yeah. And shit? Oh, they have lights and stuff, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
So, and then they had zip lines. Now, the regular zip lines, Jaboy's a little too heavy for those bad boys.
I thought you were trying to lose.
I was. I got close. I got close.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. The weight limit's 3. I was down to like 305.
Oh, I mean, you could have risked it. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The final zip line is 800 feet in the air and goes through a ring of fucking fire. Oh, risk it for the biscuit. Crazy person. What's the matter with you?
There's a lot of things. You know that.
So the one that I could go on, though,
okay,
was called the hammock zipline.
Oh,
so it's like a little
fun.
Single-person hammock. They strap you on, and you go down into some water. And then you take your hammock offline, you climb up another set of stairs, and then you hammock zipline back.
Oh, that's fun.
So, my sister, Kara, love her to death, insanely afraid of heights.
Okay.
She was not going on the zipline. I was like, you gotta go on this one. It's easy. I'm doing it. I'm afraid of heights. It's fun. So, she watched me do it. So, I go down the zipline, and, like, your butt is, like, very, very, like, down in this little hammock thing. Right?
Face
so, like,
down, ass
you,
up.
You, I was face up, ass down. So
that's the way I like
to
zip
hit
line.
The water. You hit the water with such force that I might have had like a partial.
Like you got an enema?
Like a partial enema. Like I felt pressure pushing in. But like
wow, this zip line blows that bidet right out of the water.
It's actually one of the first resorts I've been to that didn't have a bidet in the bathroom. I was
really?
A little let down.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. I like a little bidet every now.
Fun
and then.
Fun fact: every toilet in Japan has a bidet.
Yeah, and also talks to you, which is weird.
We'll get more to that. We'll do more of that later. We could do a whole episode on talking toilets.
They're always trying to upsell you on those fancy Japanese toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hit the water, pressure in the anal hole, and water shoots.
In the butthole.
Water shoots between my legs and goes right, like, I swear to God, it bypassed my nostrils altogether and, like, just swished around in my nasal cavity. It fucked me up. And it was, like, salt water and fresh water mix.
So,
it was,
like, so you literally had, like, a... Like
it went,
a,
like, right into my nose. A jet of water,
like... Up your, like, up around your butt, past your balls, and up your body, into your face?
Into my nose.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, have you ever done, like, a neti pot?
Yeah,
it was like one of those, but not gentle. Like, if you just take that little bottle that they have, and you just went, like, fucking, just squeeze the shit out of it.
I wonder if you guys drank all the amaretto. That sounds like a very stressful trip.
So, that happens. I do it a couple more times, a little more careful the next times. My... sister goes,
yeah,
she does the same thing happens to her. She's like, oh my God, that went right into my face. I'm like, yeah, me too. So we wake up the next day and we're both just like fucking congested. We're like, we both have sinus infections for sure.
No.
My sisters are the mom, so they all have drugs with them, so we're like taking Advil cold and sinus, just going through it.
Dude, what are you doing? It's Mexico. You can easily get way better drugs.
Oh, for sure I could, but...
Yeah, you're right.
Matt doesn't go to Mexican pharmacies because Matt had a problem
yes,
once.
Yes, you're right. Sorry. Sorry, you're right.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm proud of you. You're doing so great. I love you so much.
So, I'm like, we're both like, we got a sinus infection for sure. For sure we got a sinus infection. So, Saturday comes time to leave. Everybody's packing up. Flight's at like 8 o'clock, and we're gonna be like landing in Toronto. Our flight was at like 7. We're gonna be landing in Toronto just before midnight on Saturday. Lots of time to get home. I got Monday booked off. Yep. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna have 2 days just to chill with my wife. It's gonna be great. We get there, everybody boards onto the plane. We're like taxiing out to the runway. Hear the engines start going up, and then all you hear is bang!
Oh no!
We're like, what the fuck?
Blow a tire?
The pilots say, we're gonna go back to the gate.
That's a really good pilot voice,
right? I know. Yeah. Updates will follow shortly.
Oh, perfect. I feel good.
You feel like you were there.
Yeah, at least it didn't happen on landing.
So we are sitting at the gate for like an hour.
If I close my eyes, I'm on the plane.
Yeah, you're on the plane. Everybody's like, everybody, it smells like farts and feet. Like,
yeah, I wish you could smoke on here. At least it's a massive.
I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I definitely vaped in the bathroom.
Dude, that's like $1,000 fine.
You know what? Me raging out on my entire family because I need fucking nicotine. It's worth it.
Yeah. Do you want me to open the emergency exit door while we're flying?
Here, let me crack a window. I'll vape through there.
Yeah, this isn't Alaskan Air. So yeah, if anyone knows.
We'll just cover up our emergency doors. Yeah. Dude. So we then, like an hour later, we're sitting at the fucking gate.
Still waiting,
and the pilot comes on. All right, we're going to deboard the plane.
Oh, no.
So everybody's off. It's like fucking,
why didn't they make you deboard immediately? Like, they're going to fix the tire
on like
the plane.
It's like fucking 9:30, we get off the plane, and they're like, they announce they're going to give everybody vouchers to get food. It's 9:30. The lineup for vouchers is as long as there are people on the plane. I was not at the front of that line. Everything in that airport closes at fucking 10 o'clock.
So good luck getting there in
time. So everybody gets $20 vouchers. People are fucking sprinting to go to, like, Guy Fieri's sandwich shop. Seriously.
Really?
A sandwich shop, a burger shop, and a pizza shop. All Guy Fieri.
Wow, that sounds like you were at Flavortown.
I got a burger.
At Flavortown?
I did, yeah. Cost me... For two burgers, an order of fries for me and Ethan, it was like $780. It was like $40 burgers.
Now I hear that they also offer to give you to spike your hair and dye it for you as well while you're there.
They did. I didn't want the upcharge though. I don't think I could do frosted tips again.
You mean cool guy tips?
I mean frosted tips.
You had frosted tips?
In high school, I had frosted.
Fuck
tips.
Fuck off! Yeah. I need to see some pictures of you and you. We always talk about this. If Matt's
I got
mom,
some. Next
Matt,
time I come over.
Wendy Henderson.
She doesn't have them. I have them.
You have them?
I have them.
I need to see them.
You need to see me with some, like, long black hair, like, middle part dyed black hair.
I need to see
rocking a fucking silk black shirt with a red dragon on it. Not even fucking joking.
I know you're not. And I visualize it so many times.
Nail polish. Guy liner.
You know when you visualize something and you're like, and then you, like, you know, you visualize like a place or something, yeah, and then you actually go there, you're like, oh wow, this is nothing what I thought it would look like. I feel like I visualize what you look like in those pictures perfectly.
It's like me, way less facial hair, and like a baby face still, like, yeah, still a baby face, but yeah, a little skinnier too.
Okay, so you got the Guy Fieri burgers, Ferrari.
Well, that was actually before the plane. So after the plane,
went to Flavortown.
We were like, everybody needs to get some food. Everything closed. The only thing open was this little, like, this coffee shop that had sandwiches. Mm. But people were waiting until they got their vouchers, and you get in line for this place. By the time we got up to there, the only thing they had left were, like, fucking chocolate croissants and, like, dessert stuff. All the sandwiches were gone.
Oh, no.
So we're all sitting down. And they're like, updates to follow, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so we fixed the tire, but the pilots are out of service hours now.
Oh, no, so they can't fly.
So they can't fly. So, like, we're going to arrange buses for everybody to get to a hotel. We decided to put you up in a hotel room for the night. By this point, I'm not feeling good. My mom's not feeling good. Jim's not feeling good. My sister, she's not feeling good. One of the other guys feels like shit. We all just feel like absolute balls.
Yeah, it sucks.
So by the time we got to our room at this hotel, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. My niece is like Snapchat, like FaceTiming me on Snap, and she's like, "We are still at the fucking airport."
Oh, so you guys made it.
We went first because they told us we needed as many family members to room up as possible. So I was like, "I'll go with my mom and my stepdad with Ethan."
Yeah, yeah.
They'll give us a double bedroom. It'll be fine. NBD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not gonna be a problem. Yeah.
No big deal. No big deal. I love that you said
NBD.
Saves so much time.
Saves so much time.
And then we're still talking about
it. And we're still talking. Yeah, we wasted all that time. So we get there and they...
You had just said no big deal. I wouldn't have even brought it up. And then we would have just been continuing the conversation. So NBD.
So they decide... So the place that we're going to is this place called Moon Palace. Now let me tell you, this place puts my resort... like. Ours was a 5-star resort.
Yeah.
This resort made my resort look like a fucking 1-star resort.
Really?
This place was fucking bonkers.
Oh my god, you should have gone to Moon Palace to begin with.
Oh my god, yeah, it's $8,000 per person per week.
Yeah. Wow.
So they put us up in this hotel for the night.
Like, yeah, and then like you, I guarantee they wouldn't run out of amaretto.
Oh yeah, they would not have. I had a bottle in my room. Like, literally, you open up... So, I open up the mini bar. I was exploring the room. I open up the mini bar. There's a fridge fully fucking stocked. Juice boxes. Anything you could... We had more shit in there than we had in our mini fridge all week.
Oh, dude.
And beside the mini fridge...
I would be getting so drunk.
There's a little pull-out shelf. And I pull it out. And there's 4 bottles upside down with auto dispensers underneath them.
No, there's not.
There is. You got your tequila. You got your vodka. You got your rum. You got your amaretto.
No whiskey.
No whiskey. No. Yeah.
South America.
Right. So we're there. My niece, like, they
say, you want whiskey? Go to Ireland, Bob.
They're, my niece, she's videoing me, and she's like, they said they're not sending any more buses, and there's still like 40 fucking people from this flight at the airport.
And meanwhile, you're like, really? Because I'm dealing with a fully stocked mini fridge.
Yeah. Like,
I'm good.
I've got my comfies on. I'm in bed. Like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So
they have amaretto.
They're like, we need everybody in the hotel lobby at 10 o'clock. I'm like, we didn't get to our
room. In the morning?
Yeah. We didn't get to our room until like 3:30. Madison and my sister Kara and he's my nephew, but he's technically, I guess he'd be my nephew-in-law, whatever. My brother-in-law's kids. Caden, he was with them, so he roomed with them, and like they ended up getting to the resort until like 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
So we all are like struggling. We wake up in the morning. My mom feels like absolute hell.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, it's like you just want to go home.
Yeah. Oh, you just want to leave at this
point. You just want to go home.
I'm so done with Mexico.
I'm so done with Mexico. We drank a dry amaretto. We're out of here.
Yeah. We're gone. I think it would be tequila. It wasn't.
Yeah. Did you drink any tequila?
Oh yeah, I did for sure.
Of course you did.
I had my nephew who was getting married. He took his first tequila shot. He's like, I don't know why you like that. I'm like, tequila's so good. I'm like, this is bad tequila though. But like, if you had good
tequila. Did they have good tequila there though?
You had to pay for it.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah,
top shelf stuff you had to pay for. I almost bought myself a bottle of Casa Azul.
Did you bring any back?
No, I didn't bring any tequila back. Ugh. But Casa Azul is like a 750-ml bottle at the LCBO is $350.
Fuck off, seriously?
I could have gotten a 40 in this town in Mexico for like $300 US.
Ooh, it's so pretty close, pretty similar, but it's similar, but it's like, bigger bottle.
It's a bigger bottle. It's a nice bottle.
You should have done that.
I should have. I'll leave half my clothes
in Mexico just to get that back. Make room in the luggage.
I guarantee you've seen the bottle before. It's like a white bottle.
Yes, with
like,
yep, and it's got the
bell
blue,
on the top.
Yeah, the blue top. It's like a ball on top.
It's a silver ball that's
yep,
like a bell.
Yep.
Really good. So we get back to the airport. So that's where the poop comes from. My mom was like sick to her stomach.
I forgot about the poop. Yeah.
So
we're not even into the poop yet. Oh my god.
I had given
this
her
is a crazy episode. If you're still listening, it's about to get better.
I had given her my sweater because she was cold and she was feeling so bad, and she was in. They had her in a walker and. A little accident.
Oh no! She pooped on your sweater.
She peed on my sweater.
Oh no!
A little bit.
Oh no!
A little bit. I felt so bad for
that. That is so bad.
And then in the morning, I had my like our only sweaters because we were in Mexico. I'm like, I'm gonna wear this sweater home. Not anymore. And then my son's sweater was off to the side, and I guess she was like getting ready in the chair, and like she had an accident, and then Ethan's sweater got a little bit of poop on it. So, like, I woke up in the morning, I'm so tired, and I'm like...
Did you put the pee sweater on?
No, I didn't wear a sweater. I put it in my duffel. I put it in my carry-on and shoved it in the overhead, like, get this away from me. I'll wash it when I get home. Same with Ethan's sweater. It was only a little bit, though.
Just a little bit of poop.
So, that morning, I was like...
I got two babies, man. I got poop on me all the time.
It's your mom, right?
Like, yeah.
My stepdad has 7 stitches in his forehead. Like, I'm not making it. So I was.
We
like,
just got to get out of here. We got to get out of Mexico. We just want to go home.
So
please.
I cleaned that up. So, long story short, we got back. We got on the plane. Finally landed. Our plane was at like 3 o'clock the next day. They ask us. My mom and my stepdad are both in wheelchairs. And like, can they do stairs? And I'm like, no, they're in fucking wheelchairs.
Yeah, why would? Yeah, if they could do stairs, they wouldn't be in wheelchairs. Yeah, hello. And where was? Is this in Mexico?
This is in Mexico. They're like, okay, so they like take us through like zip us through security.
Yeah,
and we get to like where they are. Now we're not up in the regular terminals with like the sky bridges. We've gone down we're on like a ground level. So
is there an elevator?
So we get on this. The plane gets there. The plane gets there, and
it's the best,
they're
I've
like,
ever
okay,
heard.
The buses are going to take you out to the plane. I'm like, why are fucking buses taking us out to a plane? So we pull up out front of the plane. Sure enough, fucking 30 stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
To up to the fucking plane.
Yeah. Like, so it's just on the tarmac.
On the tarmac.
There's no... There's
nothing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, so I'm behind my mom. She's sick.
Yeah.
Like, super sick.
Like, did I'm she, helping did she have, her. Like, food poisoning or something?
I help her up the stairs. They help her up. We get her to her seat. Everybody's good. She is out. Done. Passes out right away.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't remember getting on the plane. She doesn't remember the plane ride. And she doesn't remember getting to the car and doesn't remember getting home. She was out that entire time.
Wow, really?
So we get back to Toronto, get through security, and I'm going with my sister Kara and my niece. They're driving us home. By the time we get home, it's like just before midnight.
And this is, Sunday night?
Sunday night when I should have been home at about this time on Saturday. So I'm home a whole 24 hours later than I should have been.
Oh, my God.
So I...
Don't ever invite me to another wedding again.
So I get home. I'm not really feeling all that great. Still got this sinus infection rocking. Ethan's really excited to go home and see his mom. So I pack up his shit into the car, give my wife a hug and a kiss, and I drive him to his mom's house.
Which is close. It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. So I get home. I'm like, you know what? I'm not feeling good. I'm gonna go up and just have myself a little COVID nasal swab real quick, just to cover
just
my
to
bases.
Be safe, just to be safe. Yeah.
So I go upstairs. I fucking do the swab.
You got the vid.
I fucking do the drop before like the water hits that line. I swear to God, a fucking red light turned on it. That line was so bright, so bright. So I get on the group chat with the fam. I'm like, hey guys, heads up, just tested positive for COVID.
Oh no.
And they're like, seriously? I'm like, yep. And then my sister gets on half hour later. I'm positive too.
Oh fuck.
My mom the next day. All positive over here.
Oh no.
One of the other guys that was there, positive. Ethan at his mom's house. Hey, Ethan's positive too.
Oh no.
Yeah, so like 5 of us got fucking COVID. So, like, I...
Best wedding ever.
Best wedding ever. So, I called in sick to work on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then went back on Thursday, and then, yeah, some other shit happened while I was off at work, and my coworker has been off since the end of November.
Really?
So I've been running the shipping department by myself.
Sounds like you
for
need,
2 months.
Sounds like you need a qualified shipper and receiver that has some a lot of experience.
Or a raise. But yes, that too.
Yes.
But also a raise.
Sounds like you need some help over there.
I do need some help.
Sounds like I need to make more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
You could do it.
I could do it. If I can do the job I'm doing now, I could easily
do that.
I talked
to my manager about you.
I know you did.
So, like, in our place, there is,
My boss doesn't listen.
I don't think anybody at my work listens. I'm a salaried member of the management team, so I'm not part of the union.
Yep.
So, in order for anybody to move from union to hourly, it's a promotion. The last person to do that was my coworker. They don't typically like doing that.
Yes.
So I had a conversation be like, if you want to pull from outside, I can give you a name.
Well, it's easier than
it because you don't have to
deal with the union bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. like taking yourself off the union. Blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah. Right. So
yeah,
yeah. So yeah, that was Mexico. And
oh, great!
Like I said, everything in the middle. Everything in the middle was fantastic. The beginning and end was kind of shitty, though.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad everybody had a good time.
We had a fantastic time.
Well, that's exciting. So I'm glad you filled me in on the Mexico trip. I wanted to tell you about my deer hunting this year. Mm-hmm. You want to hear about that?
Let's hear about killing some Bambis.
Some unlifing them. And I'll have you know, sir, that I shot a buck this year.
So you killed Bambi's dad.
Is a button buck, so it's like Bambi's older brother.
So like Bambi just as he was hitting puberty.
But I gotta tell you, Matt, this was a crazy week, right? Okay, so I went deer hunting. Okay. We started on a Monday, right? I'm out there, I don't see a deer all day. Okay? I'm coming home. We're hunting. Just for people that don't know, we live in the west end of town, right? Basically, if you go to the east end of town, you go as far as you can. London stops where we live, and then it's country, mm-hmm. right? We're maybe like, you know, 3 concessions outside of the city, past Veterans Memorial, right?
And so it's so wild to me that you don't even need to go that far to kill a deer.
No, dude. Honestly, I can literally .
We could drive there right now at this time.
Take us 20 minutes.
Take us 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
We could go kill a deer.
So that's what I mean. So I'm like 20 minutes from home, right? So basically, the day didn't go that great. You know, like you're out there early in the morning. Like
hour before dawn, hour after dusk.
Pretty much, right? Don't see a fucking deer all day, okay? And then Alan, my friend Al, everybody knows Al. If you haven't listened, episode 37, Slaughterhouse Diaries. I talk about Al all the time. If you don't know who Al is, listen to more Bob Chat, okay? Figure out your life. Do something for yourself, okay?
Yeah, make a Venn diagram of the characters and when they overlap.
Yeah, please. Because we don't have time for that.
No, fuck no.
Too busy drinking Bush lattes. But anyway, so Al calls me, and I'm coming home, and it's probably been about maybe 5 minutes since I've left where we were hunting, right? He calls us, hey, how's it going? He's like, how did today go? I said, oh, yeah, which is really nice, by the way. He called me just to check in, wanted to see if I got a deer. Really sweet.
Literally the only friend I have that does that.
That calls you just to check in?
Just check in.
Yeah, I like checking in on you.
Yeah.
Because I care about you. I love you.
I feel bad that I don't do it to you more often.
No, it's okay. You're a busy guy. I get it. It's fine. Whatever. Shut up. It's fine. You're busy.
It's okay.
Fine.
I love you more than you love me.
Okay. No, I get it. It's fine. I'm going to be fine. But anyways. But so Al calls me and he says, hey, how did today go? I said, oh, yeah, you know, didn't see any deer, blah, 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 right? So, okay, yeah, see you later, click, right? I'm driving. Oh, yeah, driving home. Calls me back 5 minutes later. So I'm about maybe 10 minutes from home at this point. He goes, Bob, he's like, the biggest buck you've ever seen in your life just got hit on Springbank Road by a minivan. And like literally, like this buck got... So right where we live, there's a big cemetery. Just for people, obviously Matt's aware. There's a
fucking filled with deer.
Like they like and like it's in the middle of the city. Like it's just rant. Like the deer there. Like you walk up to these deer, you could feed you. But fuck.
See, we went for a walk through that cemetery in the summer, and like there was like
you could pet them
8 deer, and Sandra just put her hand the nothing in her hand because you can't feed them.
Says who?
Says the government? Everything that all the signs in there. I'm a very avid rule follower, okay?
Are you?
I am. I have zero... I'm going to fucking tell you a story when you're done. I have zero chill when it comes to doing white crimes.
Oh, okay, like a white lie.
Like a little white crime. Yeah. You know, like...
Yeah, it's not racing, it's just like a white lie.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not they call them white crimes because like you typically don't get time for them. It has nothing to do with race. They don't call murders black crimes. It's just they call the insignificant shit
white like, people murder other people too.
Like when you go through self checkout,
yeah.
Everybody's taking one free item. That's my charge for me doing my self checkout. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't work here.
Yeah. That's a white crime.
Okay. We'll talk about that after.
Okay, so yeah, we're in that cemetery. Sanders puts her hand out. Like three deer just walk up and like are smelling her hand and start like licking her hand. And she's like, "This is fucking wild."
Oh yeah, yeah, like, they're tame. So anyway, so he calls me and he says, "Yeah, he's like the biggest and like this literally, it's like the, you know that trailer park down the street from us. I'm literally like." For like not like like a 3 minute drive from our house and I'm if like that. He's like there's a huge buck I hit by a van there and I'm like holy fuck I'm like I'm literally 5 minutes away from there so I'm like okay I'll go and I get to where the bridge is where Al told me the deer was I pull up I don't see a deer I see zero deer but I see a tow truck a minivan that clearly has hit a deer
yeah
and another vehicle and I fuck four ways on I pull my car over I get out of the car I run up and I'm like did you guys hit a deer and remember I just came from hunting I've been yeah. hunting all day so I'm wearing all camo right and they're like are you a hunter and I'm like yeah, what gave it away? Like it's like they couldn't believe it. They're like, "Oh, you hit a deer!" And a hunter appears out of nowhere
in full fucking ghillie suit, ready
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear that if you hit a deer and you say "hunter" three times into a mirror, he'll magically appear. Anyway, so I pull out and I was like, "Did you guys hit a deer?" And like the people that hit the deer, like they're just like emotional and they're crying and all this stuff and this other lady who wasn't even part of the accident she just stopped she's like yeah she's like it's over there now and I'm like what and like so this deer got hit by a van both its back legs broke just okay listen if you're listening to Bob Chat you know what I mean you know you there's an explicit warning at the beginning
you know, I literally say
yeah
only listen with other inebriated adults
yeah I'm inebriated right now.
I'm getting there.
You've had a two beer.
I'm a lightweight.
I know. I'm going to buy a bottle of Amaretto for next time you go there. I was wondering where your beer was.
Buy a bottle of Amaretto and some of that, the bar lime.
The bitters.
Bar lime.
Okay, sure. We'll figure it out. I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
I love you.
That's my rider.
I'll call you to check in on you.
That's my rider.
I just got the... my ride. Shut up, man. Anyways, so then the lady's like, it's over here now. So you got to understand. So where this deer got hit, it's like there's this thing, they call it the coves, and it's basically like this big body of water runs all back in through these forests, and there's a bridge there. So this deer got hit by this van.
It's the most poisonous water in the world also.
It's right by the shit factory. And basically this deer dragged itself off of the road, okay, and like down this like ravine into the water. So like I had a headlamp in my car, right? Because we're hunting. So
oh, this
I,
was at night too.
Right? Easily. It was maybe like 6:30 at night, 7 o'clock.
All right.
So I put my headlamp on. This lady that wasn't involved, and she's like, "I think it's down here somewhere." So I run back. So I'm like running across the road through traffic. I go back to the car. I get the headlamp on. I go down this ravine and like I'm looking, scanning. Boom! I spot the deer, and I'm like, "This is like a 9-point buck. Like this is the biggest deer I've ever seen in person."
And if it's just his legs, the rest of that meat is fucking a-okay.
Dude, he must have been the king of the cemetery. Like I'm not even kidding. Dude.
Every single baby you see in there is his.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single
He's
one.
He's a stud. Yeah. He's a stud for just sure.
Fucking all over the place.
Yeah, painting it. But anyway, so I spot him with the headlamp. He's like half on the bank, half submerged in the water. I'm like, okay.
He's trying to ice his knees. Well, I'm a little sore.
Yeah, I can imagine. So then animal control shows up. So come with me, animal control. Go down there. I fucking shine the light on him, show him where it is. And then I call my friend Dennis, who I hunt with. Shout out to Dennis. He's probably listening. And I said, okay, I was like, get in your truck. get over here. There's a deer. We're getting it. He's like, you got to ask the people who hit the deer if you can have the deer.
And yeah, I'm
like,
you absolutely do.
Right? So then I'm like, okay. So then I run across fucking four lanes of traffic again. I go over to these people, and the woman is unconsolable. She is just devastated.
Did you tell her that she didn't kill the deer? She just horribly maimed it?
She is just devastated. And then so her husband's like trying to console her, and I run up, and I'm like, again, I'm wearing all camo, and I'm like, listen, I know you guys are upset right now. Can I have the deer? They look at me like, what? What? And I'm like, I know you're upset. Can I have the deer? They're like, we don't care. I'm like, okay, perfect. That's all I need to hear. That's thank a
yes
you.
In my books.
Yep. So I called Dennis. I said, Dennis, they said we can have the deer. He's like, okay, I'm on my way. Bring in the truck, right? Run back across the traffic. Cop shows up, okay? This cop, I'm not even kidding, and I want to preface this by saying that I've been on Facebook lately, and the London Police Force has been advertising open positions on Facebook lately. This guy, this officer of the law, he looked like he was 25 years old, like nothing on, no meat on his bones. Like, he looked like he had never even arrested someone before fired his gun.
They literally changed it recently that you don't even need to have any pre-college or anything. You can just apply to the police college.
Like, he literally looked like he should be, like, pushing carts at Walmart or something. Like, yeah. I was like, are you a real cop?
Pretty sure I saw my son hanging out with him.
Are you a real cop? Yeah. Hey, did you just graduate high school last week?
Do you know Ethan?
But anyway, so he, and I'm not even making it, his name is like Officer Hutchison.
Of course it is.
Right? Something stupid like that. Yeah. And so he shows up, so I show him where the deer is, and I make it very clear to animal control and the officer that I've been given permission by these people that I can have the deer that they hit. They say, okay, yep, no problem at all. Deer's still alive, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. So it needs to be unalived at some point in time.
It needs to be unlifed. It's going to get a little gruesome, but I mean, this is what happened. This isn't a fabrication. This is 100% what happened. Cop shows up. The deer is still down this ravine at this point, half submerged in the water. Officer fucking Hutchison, who looks like he hasn't even gone through puberty yet, he's like, I guess I'll have to shoot it then. I'm like, yeah. Unless you want me to go to the car and get my gun. He's like, oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah. A supervisor, like my dad used to be, like when we lived out in the country, my dad was who the OPP called to come and do that.
Yeah, but it's in the city, right?
For him to unholster his gun, the paperwork that guy probably had to fucking
fill So he makes a radio call. We're waiting around for like 10, 15 minutes. He's like, can you hold my flashlight while I shoot it? And I'm like, sure, I'll hold your flashlight while you shoot it.
Here, do you need to take the price tag off your gun? Because I can still see the sticker.
Yeah, so I'm literally holding this cop's flashlight for him. He says, yep, dispatch, there's going to be a shot in the area, blah, 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 right? And he's like, where should I shoot it?
In the fucking head.
So, yeah, so I said to him, I was like, okay, well, it's not broadside to you, and I really don't want you messing up more of the meat. So I said, shoot it right between the eyes. I said, shoot it right dead between the eyes. And he was like, I own handguns, okay? Yeah,
you should have been like, you want me to do that for you?
Dude, I've shot a lot of pistols, and people, like, Hollywood will give you this misconception that shooting handguns is easy.
It is not.
It's very difficult.
Very much so.
He is, like, 20 yards from the same. I'm like, he is not close enough. He shoots it in the fucking eyeball. Not even kidding, man. This deer kind of brushes it off. Still alive. No problem. So I see, so he's like, then you can hear, and we're at the trailer park, right? And you can hear people yelling, like, you shooting off a sick bud? Like, people are like yelling, and like, totally out of the trailer park, boys, like, yelling in the background of a gun shooting off. And then I'm like, dude, it's not dead. And he's like, okay. Hands me his flashlight back. He's like, yeah, dispatch, there's going to be another shot in the area. And I'm like, oh my God. I said, dude, you need to get closer to this animal. I was like, dude, it's both of his back legs are broken. It's half submerged in the water. You've already shot it in the fucking eyeball.
It's not going anywhere. I was
like, it's not going to. You're like, why are you so afraid
of this? If this deer could talk right now, it would be saying, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please help me.
I'm like, dude, I'm like, it's not going to hurt you, man. So then anyways, he gets a little bit closer, shoots it again, hits it in the neck this time. Okay. Shoots it second time, shoots it in the neck. The deer flips over in the water. He's like, oh, like, he's like, yep, okay, looks like that's it. And I'm like, I would wait a sec. And fucking 30 seconds later, deer flips up again. Still alive. What does this deer do now? Now, it swims from the bank, and you just try to picture this. It's on a riverbank, and then, like, across the water is where the bridge is. Side of the bridge, it's all, like, crushed rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, down trees. Just a mess, right? This deer has been shot twice, both back legs broken. It somehow swims across the water to the other bank on the side of where the bridge is. So then my friend Dennis is there at this point. So me, him, and Officer Hutchinson are now over at the other side of the river, and the deer is trying to get up onto the land over there. And then he's like, before he shoots it the third time, he's like, how are you guys going to get this out of here? I was like, well, we're going to drag it out of here. That's only, like, how else would we do that, right? And then finally, even Dennis is like, you got to get closer, buddy. Get fucking closer. This guy walks up probably 4 feet away from it, shoots it, boom, right between the eyes, dead. Deer's done, right? Holsters his gun. He's like, have a good night, guys. And I'm like, Officer Hutchinson, you said you were going to help us. And he just walks away. I was like, you motherfucker. I was like, if you had just shot it over there, it would have been a lot easier to get it out of here, you fucking... Figure it out, Officer Hutchinson.
Three shots to kill a fucking... like
dude, I could have
paraplegic deer.
Dude, I could have just gone to the car, loaded my gun, and shot it once, and it would have been dead.
Yeah, I can't even count how many times my dad's like, "Oi," he gets a phone call. "Oi, get in the truck. Yeah. What are we doing?" He's like, "We're gonna go grab this deer. It's up on the, you know, RR number 3. Let's go."
So anyway, so yeah, and it took us 45 minutes to drag that deer because like it's just dead weight, right? And easily a 220-pound deer. No problem. Like, this was a 9-point buck. This thing's huge. So we got it up, whatever. We get in the car. Dennis goes and guts it out in the country, hanging up. Fucking this deer was like, dude, its neck was like the size of my torso. It was crazy big.
How much meat was bruised?
The only thing that was bad on it was its one leg on the back.
Well, only one of the legs.
Yeah, so also, I'll just spoiler alert, I also shot a deer, like actually hunting. So, but at the end of the week, we were like, okay, who shot a deer this week? We're like, yeah, Ken, or Jody, Chuck, Bob, Dodge Grand Caravan.
Officer Hutchinson. I bet you did it in one, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, I did. Actually, that's the other story that I want to tell you. But anyway, so Ken, the older guy, he's like Dennis's grandfather. He's the older guy we go hunting with. He's a fucking gem. He's a beauty. We cut the head off, and he's going to take it home and do a European mount for me on like a piece of live edge.
Nice.
So for people that don't know what a European mount is, they basically you just boil all the skin and everything off the skull. It's just a skull and the antlers, yeah. And then on a piece of live edge. Like if I shot that deer hunting, I would have mounted 100%. It'd be hanging right here. But I didn't shoot it, so it would feel fake if I did that. But yeah. It'd be cool to have it in the house anyways. Cool conversation piece.
Yeah.
But I did shoot a deer. It was the second year in a row I've shot a deer, so.
So you got lots of deer meat coming your way.
It's all in the freezer, bud. I might be able to send you home with some tonight.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't say no.
Wow. Deer meat. Yeah. I don't know. Did you bring me amaretto?
Are you going to undo my leg shackle so I can leave?
We'll talk about it if you keep behaving. As long as you do a full hour, we'll let you go.
I'll do a full hour. Let's roll this over. Let's do a second one.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to a new episode of Pop Chat. Different day.
Not even the same time.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like I haven't seen you forever. So, yeah. No, I did shoot a deer. So, actually, it's a really funny story. So, when we go deer hunting, there's like a number of us. There's me, my friend Dennis, our friend Kara. She came for the first time this year. Chuck and Lori, who are awesome, they're a couple, and then Ken, a
couple of sweethearts.
They are really sweethearts. They bring their ATVs. They give us rides in and out all the time. Nice. Back into the bush. They're awesome. And then Ken, Dennis's grandfather, and then this our other friend Jim. He's from Georgia, right? So I mean, I know you never met Jim, but well, hell, talk just like this. This is Jim, right?
This is a Georgia peach.
That's a spot on Jim impression. I just want you to know that.
Oh, mine.
No, mine.
Oh, yours. Okay.
Yeah, you never even met you.
I fuck could be luck of the draw, buddy.
Of the draw. The southern draw.
Southern draw. Luck of the southern draw.
Like how you did that. So this is like Wednesday, right? So this is the third day we're hunting, and I'm sitting in a tree stand, and I'm facing into the woods because there's people on the other side of the bush, and then if they scare the deer my way, I'm sitting there and wait. And then Jim is behind me to the left, my left, behind me to the left across a field in a tree blind. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear a shot come from Jim's direction. I'm like, oh, fuck, Jim just took a shot. I'm looking, and there's like a little break in the field. All of a sudden I hear this deer just hoofing it over the field. And like he's probably like 200-300 yards out at this point. But I'm like, oh, fuck, that deer is running right towards where I am. Like maybe like I had to run maybe 40 yards. So I said, fuck the tree stand. I get out of the tree stand. And then I run about 40 yards to the edge of the bush. And the deer's coming right at me. And he was about maybe 10, 15 yards from the tree line where I'm sitting. I'm kneeled down. I'm like, now or never. Boom! Fucking double lung shot. He makes it maybe 10 yards into the bush. Done. He's done. He is done. Kill shot. It was amazing. Jim comes over. Okay? And he says to me, he's like, well, hell. He's like, I'm pretty sure I tagged that deer. He's like, I seen the fluff fly off it, and he's holding a piece of deer hair. I'm like, well, fuck, you must have hit it then, right? He's like, well, yeah, you put it down, though, right? So we're looking at it, we're like, oh, it's a doe, right? It's a big doe. We're like, oh, it's a big doe. We flip it over. Jim's like, oh, hell, Bob. He's like, that's a buck. It's got a pair of nuts on him, right? And it's a little button buck, so it's got the
little nubs.
Yeah, the little nubs, right? And then we're looking. I'm like, Jim, I was like, looks like something's wrong with its balls. I was like, dude, this guy, so Jim, he's like, actually, it's just his birthday the other day. He's like 73.
Tell me he didn't clip this deer's balls.
He did.
So it was a doe at that point.
So he told me it was running. It was running past him, and he said he was like leaning out of the blind, like on his knees, and he popped a shot off. The fucking bullet, it went through its thigh and blew one of its nuts off.
Oh!
Dude. This fucking guy could shoot the nuts off a deer at 100 yards, bud, no problem.
100 yards moving.
I was calling him fucking Dead Nuts Jim the rest of the week.
Fucking Dead Nuts over here.
So then he's like, hell, I'm glad you put that down. He ain't gonna want to live after that. So he literally blew one of its nuts off, and then, like, thank God it might have eventually died, but you never know.
Yeah.
But I like, my shot put it down, so...
He saw you and he was like, kill me, please.
So technically, like, I killed the deer, yeah. But like, we took a picture together because like Jim tagged it, you know, yeah. What I mean? And but that's the thing, if he hadn't have shot it, it might not have ran towards me, right? So it was kind of a group effort, but I mean, I was like, Jesus, Jim, you could have shot it. So he's like, well, he's like, hell, I'll just lean out, I don't know where that shot was gonna go. But yeah, is that crazy? He literally shot like only one ball, he blew one of its balls off.
So fucked.
Yeah, well, I put it down. It was only ballless for like 30 seconds.
I mean, that's too long for me.
But anyway, so yeah, that's how I got the deer. So he, nice. Yeah, it was. That's about the only exciting stuff that happened. I saw a bunch of wildlife, though. I saw two bald eagles. We saw a coyote, killed a coyote as well. Saw a bunch of turkeys. A lot of wildlife, man. It's amazing when you're just out there. And you're just sitting there all day. Like
20 minutes from the city.
Yeah, the amount of nature you see, like, dude, like, so basically other buddy got the deer the day before, and we got out in the field, and then the next day, I'm sitting out in the blind, I'm like, I got my gun and my scope, right, I'm like, oh, there's, like, a little bit of activity over at the gut pile, and, like, you see, like, a coyote run out.
So you guys do a quick field dress of it.
Oh, yeah, dude, I totally field dressed that deer all by myself this year.
Nice.
It was awesome. And, yeah, but I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, here comes a coyote running out to the pile. And then the coyote fucked off. I'm like, why is the coyote leaving? All of a sudden, two fucking massive bald eagles, like, swoop in, man. And I'm, like, sitting there watching through my scope. These two bald eagles just ripping apart the guts. It was crazy. Nature's metal, dude.
Nature is metal.
But, yeah, no, it was a good week. And then all said and done, we had four deer plus... including the roadkill one, so it wasn't a whole lot of deer. There's a lot of us, so we always split the meat up. So I got a decent amount, but it was a fun experience. We spent like 8 hours butchering deer the last day.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was good. Love so that. And then I've got my successful big game hunter patches. You see that on Facebook?
I did not.
So basically, they used to do hides for hats. So you used to be able to give the hides to the natives, and they would give you a hat with the patch on it. It just says, Cecil Big Game Hunter, Ontario, whatever year it is, with a deer. But now they just give you the patches. So I went to Canadian Tire, bought a couple orange hats, had my Nana, like, iron them on. So I got some sick fucking hats.
Where do you go to do the skins for...
So like Ken lives up north, so he got them for me up there. But actually a good friend of mine, Wade, his wife Melissa, also a great friend of mine, she is native. Mm-hmm. And she does like a lot of stuff. Like I always take her like feathers and like duck feathers, goose feathers when I go hunting. So I took the hides over to her and she took them out to the reserve, and they put on like classes for like younger native kids, and they teach them how to like tan and hide, like,
yeah, cure the hide and everything.
Yeah, so it's really cool. That's so cool. It's like nothing, trying to like as little as waste as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and it's, and like I she always asked me for feathers and everything, and I called her up. I was like, hey, you want some deer hides? She's like, absolutely. I was like, okay, I'll drop them off today. So, yeah.
Killer.
Killer. Literally.
Literally killer.
Literally. But yeah, so that was, it's the deer stories.
Oh, that's nice.
Not as exciting as Mexico, but
I mean, Mexico's pretty.
Jim shot the fucking nuts off a deer at 100 yards, bro. It was crazy. Like, try to do that again.
Yeah, so
I was like, something's wrong with its balls. I mean, I've seen deer balls, but I think they look a little different than that. Oh, and then I speaking of not wasting anything, so then I kept
except for that one nut
On that deer that got hit by the car. Other than its one back leg, everything else was fine. So that meat, like, it's a little bloodletted because it's been hit by the car. You don't want to eat that. That'll get you sick. But I still butchered that meat. Dehydrated, made treats for Max.
Nice.
Also kept the hearts and the livers, and I cut them up, dehydrate them. He fucking goes crazy for that shit, man. I pull that bag of deer heart out of the freezer. He's like,
have you ever ate deer heart yourself?
No. So the people, Jody, who is Ken's daughter, her husband was there to help us do some butchering and stuff, and they usually pickle the hearts. Because the thing about organs of wild animals, like, you need to like soak them in like salt water for like 4 days. Yeah, you're well aware.
I know this. Yeah. I have eaten cooked deer heart before.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
It is really good. It's like, obviously, it's a fucking lean meat.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Fucking all muscle.
Absolutely.
But yeah, my dad, same thing. Yeah, soak it salt water, like a brine.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he would.
You know.
I know. Yeah, I remember the first time I ever helped my dad pull a deer out of the. Where he used to hunt, like, now where he used to hunt is now called West 5.
My sister lives over there.
Yeah. So all those fields over there, that's where we used to hunt. He knew the guy that owned the field, so he had multiple deer blinds set up there. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, after he died and they were, like, developing that whole area, they probably pulled down a couple trees with a couple of my dad's blinds in them. Yeah, for sure he did. He had those old school fucking climbing cleats.
Yep.
You stab them to the inside of your leg. Yep. Just a fucking downward dagger.
Yeah,
the ones
are, and then you have to like.
Yep.
Yeah. Those things are crazy.
That's how he would get into his.
See, getting up is easy. Getting hard's down. Or getting down, sorry. Can't even talk. Getting up is easy, but getting down is hard.
Getting hard is down, too.
Getting hard is down.
Getting hard is down.
You know,
the first time he ever.
Are you down to get hard?
Am I down to get hard?
I mean, hard this whole time.
You're the one that's got me kept here against my will. I guess you get the decisions.
Oh, hope you enjoy sitting on the couch, because you're going to be there a while. I'm going to go to bed. I'll wake you up in the morning. We'll do another episode. Then I'll think about letting you go. Yeah. He's fine, Sandra.
My wife knows where I am.
Does she? I guess we'll take care of her, too. Fuck. This is getting way out of hand.
I
thought it was good.
This false narrative I've created is going to start worrying people. Yeah.
I heard he has guns in the house.
He has guns in his house. Don't go into the basement. That's where Matt lives.
Yeah. Shut up down there. There's company coming over.
But yeah, the first time I ever helped him is when I was like still living out in the country with him. And he just like came up to me. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Fucking pulled me out of bed. He's like, come with me. Get your snowsuit on.
I love that.
Okay. So he took this old army like medic.
Like tent?
No, like a gurney.
Okay, yeah.
Like it's army green. So what he did, it had steel poles and then wooden handles. So he took the wooden handles out of one side and he bent them together.
Oh, cool.
And he put a fucking bike tire, like a mountain bike tire, between them.
Yeah.
So it was still opened up. So we'd go and we'd roll this thing out into the field. Field dress the deer, lift it onto this thing, and then you could roll it out through the snow so easy.
Excellent. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's killer.
So we get it back to the truck, and he's like, just grab the back legs, and help me get it in the back of the truck.
Yeah,
Did not realize that they had scent glands back there back then.
Oh, yeah.
Right in their fucking, like, right? Yeah, yeah. I guess in their knee area.
Yep, yep.
Put my thumb right in there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to stink.
Oh, for a while.
Yeah. That's the kind of scent you can't get off.
No, you cannot wash that off. It has to come off naturally. My hands stunk like deer scent forever.
But smell I just my remember, fingers.
Like, yeah, smell my fingers. What does that smell like? But I just remember, like, my dad would always be like, hey, you toss my my hunting clothes in the wash and don't use soap, just water, hot water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never use soap.
And I'd always be like, fuck, his clothes always stank. Well, I realized
never he
fucking,
use soap.
I always realized that he fucking, like, before he go hunting, he had, like, fucking doe piss.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And fucking bloop, 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 all over
yeah, himself. Yeah, see, I don't do that shit. I don't do that shit.
He did all that stuff. Calls, deer piss, all of it.
Yeah, the grunts. You do the grunts. Dude, there's nothing crazier than sitting there like dusk and you hear like a deer grunt at you and you're like,
oh, it's fucking God. Terrifying.
And so your fucking heart gets pumping.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck is that?
Sounds sounds delicious to me.
Sounds delicious. Yeah, I've done muzzleloader season with them.
Yeah, I've see, done, we muzzleload.
I've done crossbow. See, that's fucking, that's like.
You gotta get close.
Yeah, so I used to help him sight his crossbows. We did it in the backyard, so we'd be up on our deck. And he'd set up, like, we had a big backyard back then, so he'd set up a target all the way down there. He had a mounting bracket for his crossbow, and he would set it up, and he would laser sight it.
Yeah.
And then he would just, like, make his adjustments, like, so it's not moving. He'd fucking pull the trigger, go down, see where it's set. Okay, fucking sight needs to be adjusted, like,
yeah, yeah.
5 centimeters up, and then he'd do that until he was fucking dead nuts.
Dead nuts, baby.
I remember watching him drop a fucking, like, a huge deer through the fucking side of the chest, and when he finally, the thing, like, thing jumped like fucking 8 feet in the air like 3 times, and then the last time jumped up in the air,
flipped
it just
over.
Fucking boom right down onto
flipped
the side.
Over, yeah.
Fucking go, we cut this thing over and through the chest cavity, fucking arrowhead in the fucking heart.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm like, God damn it. He's like, I couldn't make that shot again if I tried.
Yeah, so the deer I shot last year, I shot in the heart, and then this year was like double lung shot.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Vitals, man.
Gotta get those vitals. Don't put the vitals.
There was one year, okay, so you know where West 5 is.
Yeah.
Where we were hunting. So
it's close. It's relatively close to where we live. Like, it's
it's not far.
Just for
all.
People that are aware, like, it's a like, it's all like suburban neighborhood now.
But it used to be all fields.
Used to be like the edge of the city. Yeah. Like nothing there. Yeah.
So that's where he would hunt there. So he clipped a deer and called me. His friend Perry came and picked me up. So we're tracking this deer through the woods, dead of winter. It's fucking 9 o'clock at night. We're following this blood trail,
it's
man.
It's easier in the wintertime, yeah.
Oh, for sure. So we've all got headlamps out. We're following this blood trail because he clipped it. So we walk from West 5, and I'm talking, like, we're down by the Thames River by the West 5.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's
you're
far.
Down there, right?
That's far. That's far.
So we're following this hike. Blood path through the, like, along the Thames River.
Well, usually that's what they'll do is they'll get to a waterway, right?
So we're following it along there, and we end up walking along the Thames through forest all the way out to the bridge before you get to fucking Kilworth.
That's pretty far.
Oh, my God. And then by the time we get to Kilworth, the blood is getting less and less and less and less, and then we get to the Thames right at the bridge, and then it's just gone. So we tracked this deer for so long.
Never
he's
found
like, I don't know if it did die, if it got into the water.
Floated away.
So, yeah, he's like, oh, well, fuck. It's one gone.
Well, thanks for getting out of bed.
Yep. Our neighbors loved it. He'd have them strung up. So he had a pulley system that he had in our tree in the backyard.
Yeah, that's killing.
Fucking string it around its neck and just fucking skin it, gut it. Hang it in the backyard, let it chill overnight, and then fucking
chill overnight.
Two bandsaws in his workshop. One was for wood, one was for meat.
Awesome. So, speaking of deer hunting, in the late 1960s, British Columbia, which is in Canada, if people aren't aware, woodsman Francis Wharton shot a deer and then used its teeth to make dentures for himself, and then he ate the deer with the deer's own teeth. Fucking legend. Isn't that amazing?
It's something. That guy's something else. A lot of people are something.
Yeah, they
that are. Guy's something else.
A lot of people are something. Anyways, listen, I'm glad you came over. I'm glad you survived the vid.
For the confirmed second time, probably third time.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I never test positive the first time I got it, but I still felt like a bag of shit, and Sandra had it, and Ethan had it.
Well, you look like a bag of shit. Just kidding.
I do. Trying my best.
You look good. I love you. But yeah, thanks for coming over. It is Bob Chat. You guys know where to find us. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music,
Facebook, Instagram. Hit us up on the socials.
TikTok. We're all over that place. Everywhere. We'll give the Chinese their information. We don't give a fuck.
What are they going to do with it? Try to take over a cult podcast with, you know, how many regular weekly listeners?
A lot. Well, I wouldn't say I don't have time to put it out weekly, let's be honest. Pretty slacking on the regularity of the releasing of episodes.
That's what makes it exciting. People never know when they're going to get more.
The anticipation is killing me.
Is it going to be next week?
Is it going to be a month from now?
Is it going to be a month from now?
You never know. Episode 69, it might be a bit off, but it's a new year, new me. Just kidding. I'm not changing a fucking thing.
That's not true.
Yeah. Anyways, I love you. I'm glad you came over.
Love you too.
That's nice. Let's get some amaretto. Let's get it popping off tonight.
Let's do it. Let's fucking tie one on.
You want to?
I can't.
My what are you gonna do tomorrow? So bad at me. Oh, whatever. She's probably sleeping already.
No, we have our yearly workbook. Our new year workbook.
That I don't even know. What does that even mean?
So it's what people in healthy, productive relationships do. We have a little workbook. It's like, what are some things that happened last year that you're happy about? What are some things that need to change? What are your goals as a couple and a relationship and a marriage for this year?
Okay, well, that's cool. All right, well, just remember, if a woman asks you if you notice anything new, tell her I do. Your beauty surprises me every day. Then just continue to think about bush lattes and velociraptors. It's Bob Chat, baby. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. I'm so glad you guys have a healthy relationship. That's so nice.
We've worked on it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hasn't been easy.
Do you want to say anything, bye? Quick, no?
Oh, are we still doing this?
I don't know. What's happening? I don't know. I never know what's happening. Know. Is it over?
It's a cold. It's instead of a cold open, it's a cold close.
Yeah, you're going
to. You said our goodbyes, done the socials, and then we're just like.
Well, just say something. You can say something.
Something.
Well, just say something.
Did you hate me? I was literally thought you were about to be like, well, if the women don't find you handsome, they'll at least find you handy.
Okay, we're done. We'll see you. We'll see you next time. Bye, guys. Bye. Can I get an oh yeah? No.
Oh yeah.
I want my podcast and my lady, simple life but not too crazy. I'm slim but I ain't shady. Fuck you if you hate me. I'm rocking the mic 'cause it's Bob Chat, baby.